Good news from Nepal about rhinos. There have been no reported incidents of poaching in more than a year. And just a few days ago, with help from the World Wildlife Fund, local conservationists started moving rhinos from one national park that has a lot of them to one that has only a few. Joining us with more details is Vicky Croak, who covers all things animal for us. Hi, Vicky.
Hey, Jeremy.
And what does it take, first of all, to move a rhino?
I feel like I should have a punchline for that. But the straight answer is it takes a lot. This past week, five greater one-horned rhinos, or sometimes called Indian rhinos, who can weigh up to 6,000 pounds, one by one were moved from Chitwan National Park to Bardia National Park. That's about a 10-hour drive. And 250 people were involved. It's a massive effort of veterinarians, biologists. There were soldiers from the Army, conservationists with the World Wildlife Fund, and villagers, and also a team of 33 working elephants who were like all-terrain vehicles. I mean, they can carry the people to places that SUVs can't reach. And because the elephants are bigger than the rhinos, they're good at intimidating them with their size.
And how were they captured?
The rhinos were captured over several days. So first they were darted, they were tranquilized, examined by vets, and then they were fitted with satellite collars and moved into crates and driven to Bardia, which has, as you said, good habitat but fewer rhinos. And I spoke with Nilanga Jayasinghe of the World Wildlife Fund, who was part of the team. She got a video of one of her favorite moments. It's the release of a male rhino, and we have some of that sound. You'll hear the rhino battering his way out backward because the animals are loaded in face first. You hear him.
He's moving around there.
And team members are watching from raised platforms. This particular rhino is super tough, and this moment is a great metaphor for the work there.
So how safe will this rhino be now after his release?
Well, this is a great part of the story. According to World Wildlife Fund, every one of Nepal's 645 rhinos has remained safe from poachers in the last year. And here's Nilanga talking about that.
They are able to have three 12-month periods since 2011 of zero poaching of rhinos and elephants in Nepal, which is a huge achievement. And Nepal is right now at the leading country in terms of demonstrating how that can be done.
So this is a real success story.
But how can that be done? How do you stop people from poaching?
Interestingly, it's not one magic thing, as it turns out. It's a complex strategy that's been going on for decades, starting with lots of government commitment in terms of manpower, soldiers, law enforcement, and then partnerships with conservation groups like World Wildlife Fund, and a really active community-based component in which villagers participate in anti-poaching patrols. Super important. Both Nepal and India have been working on rhino conservation for a very long time. And by the way, this species was down to fewer than 200 worldwide at the turn of the 20th century. And today there are more than 3,000.
Wow. So how does moving rhinos from one park to another help in all of this?
Moving rhinos, it does several things. Obviously, it prevents potential overcrowding, and then they're less vulnerable to the spread of disease. They have more access to resources. And with more room, they have more space to breed. So over the next 3 years, Nepal and WWF are hoping to move another 25 animals.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on it. And if you want to see that video that we heard a little bit of, if you couldn't tell exactly what was happening, but you can see the video of that rhino being moved at our website, hereandnow.org. Vicky Croak, host of the Wildlife blog, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.